Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morrow. Happy Tuesday. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Juliet Huddy, how are you?
I'm well. How you doing?
Good. I'm cold, and I'm a little cranky today.
I could tell.
Yeah. I need all my monitors on different channels.
I like that too, actually.
Yeah. I don't like to just have one channel.
Right.
Specifically one channel. but I'll be in a much better mood once this has changed. I might throw something at the television.
Can we fix this? Can we get
apparently Christian says they're programmed. I don't know. I'm confused because I tried to do it on the TV and you can't do it. Anyway, Deb is following breaking news at the news desk and Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid is in with sports at 5:15. So I'm sure we're all going to be talking about the latest with Governor Cuomo. Mm. I mean, he is holding on for dear life and he was out on Long Island yesterday at a vaccine site. Wouldn't take any questions, you know, looking like the boss, you know, the cock of the walk. But, I'm telling you, I said this a few weeks ago. I'm convinced he's going to be gone before his term ends.
Well, some good news for Governor Cuomo on that front. We'll bring it to your attention
just
a couple of minutes. For now, some good news for you if you're commuting right now, because Joe Nolan has all the latest information you need to know. Hello there, Joe.
Well, good morning, Frank and Juliet. We're starting out on 1 and 9 in Elizabeth. All lanes are closed. Elizabeth Avenue, pretty bad accident there. That's in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. And then 1 and 9 at Anna Street, also in Elizabeth on the northbound side. Another accident involving a tractor trailer with downed wires, the right lane out. Staten Island bound for Verrazano, upper level, one lane out with road work. Everybody mass transit-wise, subways, commuter railroads, all running right on time. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. This support is service of Indeed.com. If you're looking to hire, think of Indeed as your GPS with great tools like Instant Match and over 135 skills tests. Indeed helps you navigate the hiring process from start to finish. Learn more, Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. My favorite resorts where you don't even need to leave the property and you don't need a vacation once your vacation's over in your Jet Set Juliet Travel update at 5:40. Also, weather, things have changed overnight. I'll tell you what, when we return.
Rudy Giuliani here for Monetary Gold, a precious metal company in business for over 20 years with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating that can help you protect and diversify your portfolio by setting up self-directed IRAs. Folks, the only way to beat socialism is with gold. Socialists can't redistribute your wealth if it's in the form of gold. So if Biden eliminates tax deductions for contributions to IRAs, 401ks, and 403bs, and raises corporate taxes, what do you do? When corporate taxes go up, the stock market comes down. Gold went from $700 to $1,900 under the last Democratic president within the first 2 years. Bank of America predicts gold to hit $3,000 in the next year. Call Monetary Gold right now for your free gold guide. Call now, 888-204-2141. That's 888-204-2141. Or monetarygold.com.
77 WABC does not endorse or evaluate advertisers' products nor any of their claims. Check advertiser's site for details.
This is the WABC Early News.
All right, WABC Early News time, 5:09. Here is your weather report from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Today, we're going to be getting up to just 42 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. We may have a shower or perhaps even wet snow at some point. Tonight, we'll get down to 38 degrees. And by tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, although it is going to be chilly, 51 degrees, but, you know, not bad. I'll take that. And very, very low winds, too, which I'm happy about. Thursday, rain returns. We'll get up to about 52 degrees. Then Friday, sinking down to the low 40s, 41 degrees. We could have snow showers in the morning, winds gusting at about 17 miles an hour. By Saturday, it should get a little bit nicer. We'll get up to about 50 degrees, sunny skies. Same thing on Sunday, although it's going to get up to about 60 degrees. So Sunday looks really great. And Monday looks 62 and sunny. So that looks fantastic.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Good time to leave town, which is what I will be doing.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. What am I thinking?
I will send you a postcard.
You don't have to.
I will. A new Siena poll reveals some good news for Governor Cuomo. A majority of New Yorkers don't think Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign. 50% of voters say the governor should not resign, compared to another 35% who say that he should. The governor has continually said he will not resign and is encouraging everyone to await investigations. At least 7 women have accused the governor of sexual harassment, and 1/3 of people who answered the poll believe he's done it.
Well, Governor Cuomo, again, as I said earlier, he is holding on with all of his might. I mean, there are a lot of politicos, including his own side, that are calling him out. Sexual misconduct, sexual harassment, sexual assault, bullying, racism, and, of course, dead seniors.
Aside from that, he's doing a great job.
Exactly. But none of it seems to be enough for the gov. The 62-year-old continues to insist that he can multitask and he can deal with all of the above while trying to maintain he's a good leader. He visited a vaccine site Monday on Long Island, but he wouldn't take questions. Meantime, you know, yesterday I told you that his employees are reportedly, some of them, not showing up to work. They're just sort of laying low because of all the sexual misconduct stuff. Well, now former aides are chirping away to anybody who will listen. They're suggesting that he was more focused on his TV briefing ratings, even obsessing over how much of the briefing was carried and when the local stations would tune out. Of course, he won an Emmy for those briefings. It was a move that caused much mocking and consternation. Meantime, let's hear what Nancy Pelosi has to say about all of this.
Let's.
I didn't prepare.
What I'm saying is the governor should look inside his heart. He loves New York, to see if he can govern effectively.
So he has to look inside his heart. Does he have one? I'm just kidding. But that is a question I think lots of folks are asking.
Ultimately, I think the governor is not going to resign until there's a statement like that from President Biden. Until President Biden says something like that, I cannot see Governor Cuomo stepping aside, irrespective of who says he should.
Well, you know, that is, it's getting towards that time, I have a feeling.
Well, all right. New York officials are joining with Chinese American planning councils for a town hall to call attention to investing in New Yorkers. The group says New York's Asian American and Pacific Islander communities have suffered massively during this pandemic, with unemployment among the community at more than 7,000% and record food insecurity. Officials are expecting to use this town hall as a way to amplify the need to invest in the Our New York Act, which would raise $50 billion in new revenue but end tax breaks for the rich. State Assembly members Ron Kim and Jessica Gonzalez-Rojas from Queens are planning to be in attendance.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Oscar nominations. They made history this year. It's a little surprise. After years of being accused of glaring lack of diversity among the nominees, this year there were not one but several groundbreaking firsts. Let's start with the movies themselves. Netflix has really come a remarkably long way in a short amount of time. The streaming service creating original content that is just so good that they're not just featured in the award shows, they're taking over the award shows. Mank is a black and white film about old Hollywood. It led the pack with 10 nominations, including Best Picture, Director, Actor, and Supporting Actress, and that is a Netflix original. Also, The Trial of the Chicago 7, The Sound of Metal, Nomadland, Minari, Judas and the Black Messiah, and The Father all got 6 nominations, including all for Best Picture. And then Promising Young Woman, which I cannot wait to see, starring the incredibly talented Carey Mulligan, is up for Best Picture. Emerald Fennell directed that film. She is one of 2 women nominated for Best Director, along with Chloe Zhao for Nomadland. So we're going to get into some other firsts a little bit later on. But in the meantime, I do have some great news to tell you about Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, boy.
But we'll get that. We'll get to that as soon as we see Sydney.
All right. We'll have sports with Sid Rosenberg in just a minute.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
That's right. All right. Well, there is some big news we are talking about here in the studio. News that I, quite frankly, didn't believe when Sid just revealed it to me. At 5:15, this is the WABC Early News. Time for sports with Sid Rosenberg.
Good morning, Frank and Juliet. That's very funny, Frank. There was a marquee matchup in Brooklyn last night.
Just for the three.
I know. The best stuff is the stuff that never goes on the air. I tweeted yesterday, I can't remember the last time I was excited about a New York Knicks-Brooklyn Net game. I watched last night. I watched the whole game. Turned out to be a great basketball game. But in the end, the better of the two teams, the Brooklyn Nets, they get the win. 117 to 112, the final score. Brooklyn improves to 27-13. They remain the 2 seed inside the East. The game, Knicks, they fall to 20-20. Big night for Kyrie Irving. He put in 34 for the Nets. And another triple-double for James Harden. Here was Kyrie Irving after the win.
They just kept coming at us. They just kept coming at us, and that's why it went the way it went. Just this prolonged ending to a game where we feel like we should have closed them out early on in the fourth quarter and then been on cruise control. But you got to give credit when credit's due. They kept coming.
Yeah, they kept coming. Julius Randle, another big night for the Knicks. 33 points and 12 boards, a double-double. He got a lousy traveling call late. He blew up on the court, and here he was about that.
I was just frustrated. Obviously, you know, we fought so hard to come back and try to win the game. So, you know, I was just frustrated, and that was pretty much it.
Knickerbocker is back on the court tonight in Philadelphia, taking on the 1 seed inside the Eastern Conference, the Philadelphia 76ers. Talking about Philadelphia, the Flyers skated past the Rangers last night, 5-4. Two hockey locals back in action tonight. The Devils will host Buffalo in New Jersey. The Islanders are in Washington for the Capitals. Some football news, too. The New York Jets signed 3 players yesterday. Former Bengals defensive end Carl Lawson, former Lions linebacker Gerard Davis, and former Titans wide receiver Corey Davis gets a 3-year deal. And Rob Gronkowski follows suit with his buddy Tom Brady. Gronkowski re-signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after winning another Super Bowl this year. Sports at 15:45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's head over to Joe Nolan with traffic on the sevens. Morning, Joe.
Well, some good news from Elizabeth, New Jersey. All lanes have been reopened at Elizabeth Avenue. That earlier accident there that happened about 11 o'clock last night, the investigation is now clear and all lanes are open. But 109 northbound at Anna Street, that tractor trailer accident in the right lane still being cleared. Staten Island bound for Verrazano, the upper level, 1 lane out. That with road work. Now, mass transit-wise, everybody running right on or close to schedule. Subways, commuter rails, everybody good. And alternate side of the street parking rules once again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right. There is this debate over student loan debt. Should we forgive it? Should we not? Frank is going to talk about that in business news. Also, your Jet Set Juliet travel update coming up at 5:40. If you want to get away with your family, I've got the perfect spot. It's like summer camp for kids and adults all year long, and it's only a 90-minute drive from the city. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Dead's News Minute. Oh, actually, we'll do that after the break. Be right back.
You're running a strange program, y'all.
It's a long way till dawn without Frank Morano and the other side of midnight.
Scientific proof of their existence, meaning alien civilizations.
Intriguing conversation, guests and callers.
I have to listen to him. Now I really can't sleep. I can't wait until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Who needs sleep when you've got Frank Morano and the other side of midnight?
I'm a different man since this call began 30 seconds ago.
Live and local all night long on North America's most powerful radio station, 77 WABC.
Janine Pirro here. Have you prepared yourself for higher taxes, less benefits, less money? Do you want your hard earnings to be spread among those who choose not to work? Protect your portfolio and future. Beat this now with gold. Get yourself a free gold guide from Monetary Gold. Go to monetarygold.com. That's monetarygold.com.
77 WABC does not endorse or evaluate advertisers' products nor any of their claims. Check advertisers' site for details.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
20 minutes after the hour of 5, this is the WABC Early News. The sentence I'm about to say, I've said about 2 dozen times over the course of the last month and a half. So let's just record it.
I'm sorry.
And keep playing it back. Why would I say I'm sorry? What am I sorry for?
Well, you were down. You were yelling at Lauren Conlon down.
Oh, please. That's Atlantic City. Other side of midnight stuff. Anyway, back to the serious business of the business report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 have both yet again hit record highs yesterday as investors cheered prospects for the economic reopening. The Dow Jones average gained 173 points. The S&P 500 added 25 points. The NASDAQ rose 139 points. Something tells me this won't be the last time I say exactly that. But one of the battles we're watching in Washington has to do with student loan debt. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on President Biden to forgive up to $50,000 in student loan debt per borrower. The New York Democrat said the recently passed stimulus bill sets the stage for Biden to deliver an incredibly meaningful student loan forgiveness. Schumer says debt cancellation is usually treated as taxable income, but the tax provision in the bill would apply to future student loan cancellations. He says forgiving up to $50,000 per borrower would be a life-changing policy decision that would boost our economy and help close the racial wealth gap, Juliet.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank. And let's see. I was just going to say this earlier, but allow me to just go right over to Deb for her news minute. I am sorry that I was a little bit early for my toss over to you, Deb.
Oh, all right, Juliet. You have nothing to be sorry for. We did have a big fire, Juliet, overnight. Upper East Side, three people hurt, one left in critical condition. After this three-alarm fire broke out in a third-floor apartment on East 78th Street, it has been declared under control. We don't know the cause just yet. Well, despite scandals swirling around New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, 50% of respondents to a new Siena College poll say the governor should not resign.
Survey also showed nearly half of those polled think Cuomo can continue to do an effective job as governor. A third of voters reportedly say the governor did commit sexual harassment, while a quarter say he hasn't. However, the poll finding when it comes to making COVID-19-related nursing home death data public, 66% gave him a negative grade. I'm Bob Round for 77 WABC News.
Now, Juliet, I know you live out on Long Island. You might remember Ronald DeFeo Jr., not only because you live out on Long Island, but he was the guy who inspired the Amityville Horror. He has died in prison at the age of 69. Of course, DeFeo convicted of killing his entire family inside their Amityville home in 1974. And Juliet has your full Subaru Weather Center forecast.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Yeah, this is the Subaru, Ramsey Subaru weather forecast. Things changed a little bit, which I'm really happy about. Today, we're going to get up to 42 degrees, and it's going to be cloudy. We may have a shower. Depending on where you live, you may get a little light snow, maybe wet snow. It's not going to be a big deal, though, so don't freak out about it. Tomorrow, we're going to get up to 51 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, but the sun will pop out there once in a while. No winds, really, to speak of. So it will be a fairly decent day. If you can get that sun to come out, then you're probably going to have a pretty nice day. Thursday, unfortunately, the rain comes back. We'll be up to 52 degrees. By Friday, we're going to sink down to 41 degrees. We could have some snow showers in the morning. But again, this is a little light March snow.
Snow.
But light. It's not going to be a big deal, I don't think. I'll let you know the closer we get to Friday. Then by Saturday, 49 degrees and sunny. Sunday, 59 degrees and sunny. And Monday, 62 degrees and sunny. And I don't see a cloud on the graphic at all. So that's going to be nice. Monday is looking like a great day. Of course, just in time for the work week. But, you know, some of us are working from home. So that's cool.
Wonderful. Yeah, we're both outside. Here now, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Well, we don't get to really work
occasionally.
Yeah. The option is there.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you in person. I'd like to see all the people.
Likewise.
Yeah. Yeah. But currently it is 31 degrees in Manhattan. And that's all I got to say, Frank.
All right. Well, let me tell you what else is happening in the world of the news. The countdown is on for high school students returning to New York City's public schools. Students will be back for in-person learning on Monday, with Mayor Bill de Blasio saying, "We have all the pieces we need to bring high school back strong and safely." Schools Chancellor Maisha Ross Porter says the system's COVID positivity rate is at 0.57%, adding schools are the safest place to be. Roughly half of New York City's high schools will be offering in-person learning 5 days a week.
I had a very sad moment yesterday talking to my husband. We kind of agreed that we may not be going to Europe at least to Italy anytime this year. It'll probably be next year, 2022. Because look, I mean, Europe right now, certain countries are really having a hard time. They're going through another COVID wave. Italy is back in lockdown. I talked to my friends in Venice and they are just beside themselves. I mean, it is so rough for them. Germany has banned the AstraZeneca jab, as have some other countries, because people are talking about blood clots. Paris is going through major struggles. People are being evacuated because from Paris by helicopter to go to different hospitals. It's rough. Meantime, there is great news. Hate to say it. Well, I don't hate to say it. I'm happy about it, obviously. Here in the United States, the ex-FDA chief, Scott Gottlieb, says he doesn't think that we're going to need any new lockdowns or we're going to go through any kind of fourth wave. He says, look, what's happening in Europe is different because we have a really our vaccine program here is really moving forward. We're doing a great job with it. And so he is feeling very positive about that.
Wonderful.
Which is great. Yeah. I mean, I hope he's right. I hope he's right. But the fact is that, you know, if you follow any of your local states' governmental releases on COVID, which I do, you get lots of good information. And every day it seems the information is getting better and better. You know, more places are opening up. There are more opportunities to get your shot. So I'm happy about this.
Absolutely. Yeah. The New York City Museum, dedicated to the hit television program Friends, is returning this week. Located in the Flatiron neighborhood of Manhattan, it features 18 rooms filled with official costumes, props, and other memorabilia. There's even a working recreation of the Friends coffee shop, Central Perk, where you can buy a cup of Joe. It opens on Wednesday with tickets starting at $45.
That's very cool. All right. It is time now. I went to a Downton Abbey little museum thing, a pop-up. It was fantastic.
Well, don't steal Friends' thunder. Let them have their moment.
Oh, please. Let's go to Joe Nolan for traffic on the 7th. Hey, Joe.
Oh, we'll go back to Elizabeth 1 and 9 as you come up to Anna Street. Tractor trailer accident. Again, the right lane is out if you're outbound at the Holland Tunnel. This is on the Jersey City side, 14th Street. Three lanes are out of service from the tunnel out to Grove Street with that sewer work. Staten Island bound, Verrazano upper level, one lane out. Again, road work, the trouble. And alternate side of the street, parking rules are in effect. This report of service at Dell. Dell's semi-annual sale for businesses arrived. Enjoy specials on Dell docks, monitors, and servers, plus up to 45% off the latest Dell business computers powered by Intel Core processors. So call 877-ASK-DELL and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor. That's 877-ASK-DELL. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Coming up in my Jet Set Juliet travel update at 540, a long weekend getaway that'll give you a peek into what it's really like to live like a California beach town local. That is going to be coming up in Jet Set Juliet, but first, Deb has your headlines. Hey, Deb.
Hey, Julia. A suspected gunman at large, two customers recovering after. A 28-year-old man waiting for food was shot in his foot. A 53-year-old woman also struck by this gunfire. She was grazed by a bullet. This is as they waited for takeout at a restaurant in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn. The NYPD says they were not the intended target. Well, an advanced peace model to prevent gun violence here in New York City is being piloted. And Jamani Williams, the public advocate, talked about it yesterday during Mayor de Blasio's briefing.
Again, these are evidence-based models. We are going off of things that have worked. We've seen real life-saving results where it has been implemented in Sacramento, and this is pre-pandemic. It directly led to 27% reduction in gun violence in the program's catchment area over 2 years.
So this program has been successful in other major cities suffering from gun violence. New York City has agreed to establish a pilot program, and if it is successful, it will be expanded. Well, we told you about this yesterday, that big brush fire in New Jersey. Now, officials this morning say they dodged a very, very near catastrophe in subduing this forest fire and ended up burning 167 acres near the Jersey shore. It began, of course, Sunday afternoon in Lakewood, spreading to neighboring Brick. New York City is working with its COVID-19 Vaccine Command Center to make sure all homebound persons and those with disabilities receive the COVID-19 vaccination. Commissioner for People with Disabilities in New York City is Victor Calisi. He spoke during the mayor's briefing yesterday.
Most recently, we have been excited and encouraged by the approval of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and subsequent outreach plan to vaccinate both seniors and people with disabilities in their home.
And if you need that vaccine, you can call Vax4NYC, NYC.gov online. There's a number there, too. Fox is next.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. A remarkable find in Israel's Judean desert. Archaeologists say they discovered dozens of more fragments of the 2,000-year-old Dead Sea Scroll.
Researchers believe they were stashed away during a Jewish revolt against Rome. They were at a site called the Cave of Horror, named for 40 human skeletons found there during excavations in the 1960s.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. The Senate confirms Congresswoman Deb Haaland as Interior Secretary, making her the first Native American to serve in a cabinet post. And cleanup is underway in Stillwell, Kansas, after a tornado smashed through at least 20 homes yesterday.
This is one of the crazier things I've seen in a while. A twister left a path of damage nearly a mile long.
Dave DeMarco with Fox 4, Kansas City. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to WABC Early News. It is 5:32. I'm Juliet Huddy. Frank Morano is sitting right next to me, blowing his nose and wrapped up in a scarf and his sweater. I mean, his jacket again.
I appreciate the descriptive nature of your description.
And a nice, an aqua-colored polo.
I'd like to think so.
All right. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. If you're the couple that's more Vineyard Vines than REI, this nearby resort is for you.
Ooh.
Yeah. But first, let's get to some headlines.
Wonderful. Let me tell you what's happening in New York here and around the world. First of all, in Brooklyn, New York City officially owns a piece of its abolitionist history. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city bought the building that sits at 227 Duffield Street in Brooklyn, which received landmark status last month for its association with the city's abolitionist movement. Meantime, advocates with Village Preservation are working to landmark another home on West 13th Street, which once belonged to civil rights activist Jacob Day. Advocates say the city has so far refused to landmark the more than 170-year-old building that also served as the 13th Street Repertory Theater.
Frank, did you ever do online dating, you know, the apps? No, you didn't do that?
Never did it. Did you?
Well, no, I never did. But I know everybody, all my friends that are single do and did or did.
I know a lot of folks that have actually met their husbands and wives.
Yeah, me too. John Montana and Kristen, they met. Yeah, lots of people have. So online dating is amping up its game. This is really interesting. I'm curious to hear what people have to say about this. You can tweet me at Juliet Huddy TV. Tinder has announced that it is going to roll out a background check feature. So basically users, you fork over a small fee and then you see the criminal background check results of this potential mate that you're talking to before even having to meet them. All you need is their name and their phone number. Officials say they're going to start testing out the program soon. The app Tinder is owned by Match Group, which says it's going to offer the same feature on its other sites, including OkCupid and Match.
Isn't part of the fun in dating, though, trying to find out on your own if the person you're with is a
serial
criminal?
Killer? You know, I don't really find that too fun. And actually, I would have loved to have had this, to be honest with you, back in the day before husband number two.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy, people, let me tell you.
Just over 3 million.
Hundreds of dollars for that info.
Just over 3 million New Jerseyans have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Governor Phil Murphy says 1 million of those shots have been administered in the past 2 weeks. It comes as eligibility expanded yesterday to vaccinate various public transit workers, migrant farmers, and other groups. Meantime, New Jersey reported just under 2,500 additional new COVID infections yesterday and confirmed 23 new deaths.
All right. Vaccines seem to be helping with long hauler symptoms. This is interesting. It was just yesterday that I told you about long haulers. These are the people who had COVID, but they've recovered, but they're still, you know, months and months later dealing with symptoms from lack of smell, lack of taste, brain fog, short-term memory problems, a burning feeling in their lungs. I mean, you name it, people are experiencing it. Well, some good news. Long haulers who have finally received vaccinations say that these weird symptoms are starting to go away. And this is huge news because a lot of folks who went through COVID are obviously freaked out at the prospect of having more, you know, COVID injected into their person. So they're not going to get the vaccine. But experts say so far, this kind of triggering phenomenon, it doesn't, it's not happening. So one poll of COVID survivors found 36% of long haulers noticed improvements after being vaccinated. It's still a little bit early, Frank, but based on what we're seeing now, I guess you could say a vaccine generally can only help.
Well, again, in the United States, that is, you mentioned the problems they're having with the AstraZeneca vaccine in Europe. So certainly.
I think that it is, you know, it is definitely the exception to the rule with the AstraZeneca vaccine, with the blood clots. I think it's just, it's the number of people alarms the populace. And I think that's the big concern.
Well, speaking of vaccines, many members of Congress have not been vaccinated against the coronavirus. NBC News reporting a letter from House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy shows about one in four House members have not received a shot. Members of Congress have had access to the vaccine since it was approved late last year. In the letter, Leader McCarthy asked Speaker Pelosi what her plan was to get back to business as usual, arguing it should happen since about three quarters of the chamber is fully vaccinated. That includes allowing Capitol tours and ending proxy voting.
All right, it is time to check on traffic with Joe Nolan in Traffic on the Sevens.
Well, we're heading outbound at the Holland Tunnel this morning on the Jersey City side, that 14th Street. Three lanes are out from the tunnel out to Grove Street. They're working on the sewers there. So as a result, three lanes shut, again, coming outbound at the Holland Tunnel once you clear the tube and you're in New Jersey. Northbound 109 at Anna Street and Elizabeth, a tractor-trailer accident, the right lane out. And that Staten Island upper level of horizontal, still that one lane out with road work and alternate side again today, is in effect. The support, a service of Dell. Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Enjoy specials on Dell docks, monitors, and servers, plus up to 45% off the latest Dell business computers powered by Intel Core processors. So call 877-ASK-DELL to speak with a Dell Technologies advisor. That's 877-ASK-DELL. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
We've got some cool weekend, long weekend resorts where you really never have to leave the property. And they're good for everybody from families to couples to girls' weekends or guys' weekends. I've sort of curated them for you for my Jet Set Juliet travel report. And Frank, you've got some business coming up, don't you?
Absolutely.
What would you be talking about today?
Well, you are going to hear all about what Goldman Sachs is predicting in terms of economic growth. And then a little bit later, I'll tell you about the latest major business to start accepting cryptocurrency.
Oh, very nice. We will be right back.
Janine Pirro here. Scary thought, but I wonder if you're prepared if Biden raises corporate taxes, eliminates our tax deductions for contributions to IRAs, 401ks, and 403bs, and the stock market comes down. Janine Pirro in for Monetary Gold, a precious metal company that will help protect and diversify your portfolio and set up self-directed IRAs in business for over 20 years with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. You can actually beat socialism. Do it with gold. I need you to check them out today. MonetaryGold.com. Gold went from 700 to 1900 under the last Democratic president within the first 2 years. Bank of America predicts gold to hit 3000 in the next year. Here's the bottom line. Are you actually ready for higher taxes, less benefits, and money overall? Pick up the phone right now for your free gold guide at 888-204-2141. 888-204-2141 or MonetaryGold.com.
77 WABC does not endorse or evaluate advertisers' products nor any of their claims. Check advertiser's site for details.
This is the WABC Early News.
This is the WABC Early News at 540. I'm Frank Moreno. Goldman Sachs says the American economy could grow by, ready, 8% this year. Axios says the figure was mentioned in a note to clients, and the financial giant is also looking for an unemployment rate of 4% by the end of the year. That rate could fall to 3.2% in 2023. Goldman also isn't expecting inflation to rise dramatically. And yet another business is poised to accept cryptocurrency. The Oakland Athletics are set to become the first baseball team in the nation where you can purchase an entire suite with cryptocurrency. The A's will be selling suites for one Bitcoin, which is currently worth about $60,000. President Dave Cavill says the suites are perfect for groups to safely social distance themselves from others. As far as regular seating, socially distanced pods of 2 and 4 will be sold. The Coliseum in Oakland will initially open for baseball season at 20% capacity, or roughly 11,000 people, Juliet.
All right, time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. So you're itching for a vacation, but you don't want to get back from the vacation needing a vacation, right? I feel you. To all those who want to refresh themselves and be active but also relax, I've curated a quick list of the best long weekend escapes. And these are places that I've been to and I love. If you're part of the horsey set, which that's, you know, a very British thing to say.
Naturally.
Yeah. The Salamander Resort and Spa in Middleburg, Virginia is perfect. There are actually a few places in Virginia horse country that do a nice job with incorporating equestrian activities, but that's not the only attraction here. This is also wine country. So it's a great place for a girls' weekend, romantic getaway, or a family trip. You've got indoor and outdoor pools, tennis courts, a putting green, croquet, bocce, life-size chess, and a full equestrian center, plus a massive on-site spa. And again, it's close to the local wineries. Have I mentioned that? So you've literally got something for everyone. All right, a little closer to home is a place that I fell in love with about, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago. It's called Mohonk Mountain House. And it is literally like your summer sleepaway camp, but all growed up. I'm a history buff, so I'm really attracted to the story of how it came about. It actually came about back in 1869. Albert Smiley bought 300 acres and ran a little inn. More than 150 years later, it's been a beloved vacation spot for 5 U.S. presidents and thousands of families. It can be romantic, too, but just be aware. Summer is filled with kids, and one of the coolest things is that all meals are included, and the chef sources locally, so you've got amazing food from the Hudson Valley, finest farms from the Hudson Valley. There's ice skating, cross-country skiing in the winter, campfires with s'mores and outdoor movies in the summer. It's on a lake, so you can swim and kayak and canoe, and if you're the outdoorsy type, this is the perfect spot, and it's only about 90 miles from Midtown Manhattan. You can drive, or you can just take the train to Poughkeepsie and just cab it over. Also, the Chandler at Cliff Walk in one of my favorite places in the world, Newport, Rhode Island. This is another 19th century property, only instead of being on a lake, it's on the ocean. If your idea of a vacation is falling asleep to the rolling sound of waves or waking up to the sounds of seagulls in a beautifully decorated period room from colonial to Victorian to Louis XIV, this is your spot. There are some top-notch restaurants on site, but you can also take advantage of Newport's famous seafood spots on Bowen's Wharf, or just go to the White Horse Tavern. It's the oldest tavern in the U.S., dating back to the 1600s. And make sure you order the Rhode Island-style clam chowder and beef Wellington, by the way. This is a long weekend trip best for couples who love immersing themselves in Gilded Age history, feeling the ocean breezes, sitting on the long grassy hill overlooking the famous and challenging Cliff Walk hiking trail. And finally, this was like my home away from home. If you want to take a really long weekend trip, I would suggest going off radar at the Beach House in Hermosa Beach, California. Hermosa, Manhattan Beach, and Redondo Beaches are three little towns just south of LAX that make up what's called the South Bay. They are really easy to get to, and if you want the ultimate beach experience, living like a local, this is where you want to go. This is where the people who hate the attitude of LA, this is where they live. Jeans, tank tops, you know, that's the uniform. You're not going to find the Kardashians hanging out here. The Beach House is really a motel, I guess you could say, but with studio apartments, all of which overlook the strand, the promenade that stretches up and down the coast. The rooms are beachy. You're literally in walking distance of the Hermosa Pier with restaurants and bars, and of course, the gorgeous Pacific Ocean is right in front of you. Each room has a deck where you can watch the volleyball players and the surfers and the beach babes till your heart's content. It is a great spot for couples and friends. And I would definitely suggest going there. That is one of my favorite places in the world. I used to live in Manhattan Beach and Hermosa Beach at different times. And I'm telling you, we called it Manhattan Beach.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a
like a lot of fun.
Quite appealing on the aesthetic front.
I can imagine.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of appealing on the aesthetic front,
look who's here.
Now. Sid Ferris Rosenberg is here with the
Hollywood.
Latest in the world of sports.
I love that nickname, Hollywood. Thank you, Juliet. Good morning, Frank. And good morning, New York City. What a big game last night in Brooklyn. When was the last time the Knicks and the Nets went head-to-head and people cared as much as last night? It's been a while. And, boy, they did not disappoint. Yes, the better team, the 2 seed inside the East. The Brooklyn Nets did get the win, outlasting the Knicks 117-112. But this one went right down to the wire. Kyrie Irving at 34 for the Nets. James Harden, his 10th triple-double as a Brooklyn Net. For the Knicks, Julius Randle, a big night, 33-12. 23 for R.J. Barrett and 21 for the rookie Quickly in his very first start ever in the NBA. But again, the Nets get the better of the Knicks. They beat him by 5. The Knicks came on late, tried to come back, fell short. Here's Brooklyn Nets coach Steve Nash on the Knicks comeback.
I think the way he's playing and creating for others and creating for himself and getting to the free throw line, he's just he's in a good place. He's playing great basketball.
Not sure what that do about a comeback. Maybe he's talking about Julius Randle. Here's Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau on the game last night.
We have to play with great intensity for 48 minutes. They're an excellent team. And if you let your guard down for 2 or 3 minutes, they put a lot of points on the board in a hurry. So we got to continue to work on our defense.
Nets improved to 27-13. They remain a half a game behind Philadelphia inside the Eastern Conference. The Knicks fall to 20-20. Back at it tonight in Philadelphia, taking on the 1 seed, 76ers. Philly and New York also last night. The Flyers outskated the Rangers 5-4. Two hockey locals in action tonight. The Sabres in New Jersey taking on the Devils. And the Red Hat Islanders in the nation's capital taking on the Washington Capitals. The Jets, they signed 3 players yesterday, day one of NFL free agency, including former Titan wide receiver Corey Davis. The Giants did lose defensive tackle Dalvin Tomlinson to the Minnesota Vikings. Sports at 15:45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for WABC Early News.
5:47, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, we're heading outbound at the Holland Tunnel this morning on the Jersey City side, that 14th Street. 3 lanes are out from the tunnel out to Grove Street. They're working on the sewers there. So as a result, 3 lanes shut, again, coming outbound at the Holland Tunnel once you clear the tube and you're in New Jersey. Northbound 109 at Anna Street and Elizabeth, a tractor-trailer accident, the right lane out. And that southbound upper-level horizontal, still that 1 lane out with road work and alternate side again today, is in effect. The support, a service of Dell. Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Enjoy specials on Dell docks, monitors, and servers, plus up to 45% off the latest Dell business computers powered by Intel Core processors. So call 877-ASK-DELL to speak with a Dell Technologies advisor. That's 877-ASK-DELL. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Coming up in the Ramsey Subaru Weather Report, rain, snow, big blobs of sun. We've got it all.
This is the WABC Early News.
Will I be honored?
You will
be. I'm Irish from Galway.
I am looking forward to honoring you.
Oh, wonderful. I was enjoying being honored on International Women's Day, yeah. And I look forward to being honored tomorrow.
What else could we honor you for? Is there an International Blonde Day?
Is it really blonde? I don't know. I have to look back on my childhood pictures. Lots of things, actually. My beautiful lilting voice, my karaoke rap skills.
We are going to have some great Irishmen on this radio station that day. You're going to hear from Congressman Peter King, Police Commissioner Dermot Shea, a whole bunch of folks.
Excellent, excellent. I look forward to being part of them.
Wonderful.
Part of the honored. Absolutely. All right, here's the weather going on for you today. 42 degrees. It's going to be a generally cloudy day. We may have some rain or even wet snow possible. High of 42. I'm not too worried about that. I don't think you should be either. Tomorrow we get up to 51 degrees. It's going to be a mix of sun and clouds. Very little wind to speak of, so I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. So pretty much it's going to be 51 degrees and you're going to feel it. Thursday, 52 degrees, but we will have some rain. Friday, 41 degrees. It really jumps down there to the low 40s, and we may have some morning snow showers. Let's hope not. Saturday, though, we get back up to the high 40s, low 50s, and sunny skies, not a cloud in the sky. Same thing for Sunday, although we're going to get up to about 60 degrees. And Monday, we get up to 62 degrees with lots of sun. So the next, from Saturday to Monday, we've got a really, nice time
Absolutely.
Ahead of us. But unfortunately, the next couple of days are going to be sort of iffy. But it is currently 31 degrees in Manhattan.
All right. Well, a Florida elementary school administrator and her daughter are accused of rigging a high school homecoming court election. Prosecutors in Pensacola accused Laura Rose Carroll and her 17-year-old daughter of rigging the vote by accessing student accounts without authorization. In November, The school district contacted state investigators who say they found that Carol and her daughter used Carol's district-level access to cast hundreds of fraudulent votes. The 50-year-old woman was arrested Monday and booked into the Escambia County Jail. Her daughter was arrested and transferred to the county's juvenile detention center.
Well, that's wonderful. What a role model that mother is. Some Midwestern sorority pledges are accusing members of a prestigious chapter of doing some salacious hazing. Indiana University student Langdon Willoughby says she and other pledges of Kappa Kappa Gamma's Delta chapter went through hell one night. She says the senior sisters dressed in lingerie and they led the 50 pledges into a dark basement of the sorority mansion and told them that they would have to choose blow or blow. Either a sex act or drugs. Let me just put it that way. The young women were freaked out, and the seniors, after a time, finally admitted it's all a joke, but the pledges are not laughing.
Hmm. Yes. I wouldn't think so. Who's ready for Spring Break in a Box? That's the new contest from Cheez-It. The popular cracker brand has the answer to those avoiding travel due to the pandemic. It wants to deliver an epic day to someone's front door. The winner gets a hot tub, DJ, gaming simulator experience, and food station. They can choose from three different themes: surfing, bull riding, or snowboarding. The winner will also receive a year's supply of Cheez-It Grooves. Those interested have until March 26th to enter.
All right, all the drama of the royal family. Amid all of it, there is a little joy, a little bundle of joy, Frank. Kate Middleton, the future queen consort to someday Prince William, is a new auntie. Her sister Pippa, of the dynamic derriere fame from Kate and William's wedding, remember that? She had a baby girl. The 6-pound, 7-ounce niece of royalty is named Grace Elizabeth. Pippa and her husband James Matthews are also parents of 2-year-old Arthur.
Oh. Well, congratulations to them. That's very nice. A Tennessee woman says she's still amazed to have her dog back after being gone for 13 years. She spent weeks searching for Connor after he was stolen in front of their house. She finally gave up, but then came a call. Thanks to his microchip, a shelter reached out to say someone had turned in the Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh.
The woman says when she arrived, Connor walked up and licked her face and even remembers their home. The reunion is extra special because her husband passed away 4 years ago. She says he would have been thrilled to see their dog again.
Oh, I can't even imagine our little Winnie being taken. Oh. Folks out in San Diego are totally freaked out over a mystery boom. The Oceanside City reporting the strange occurrence. It's the third one, actually, in the last year. People say they heard this really loud boom, and then the city literally shakes for like 3 seconds. You know, okay, California, yes, earthquakes. But no, the U.S. Geological Survey says it's not seismic activity, and no official seems to want to say what's going on either. Hmm. Of course, San Diego is home to the military, but a Navy commander said, nope, wasn't one of our jets making a sonic boom. And by the way, planes breaking the sound barrier have to do it far off the coast anyway. But the Marines did not respond to requests for comment, nor did the local defense contractors.
Mm, very interesting. It's not often that being late pays off, but a Maryland woman went to pick up an order of chicken wings at her favorite restaurant, but it wasn't ready. So while waiting, she decided to play Keno for the very first time. She used some family birthdays and random numbers to fill out a 6-spot ticket for 2 drawings, adding the super bonus multiplier option. The 53-year-old then got her food and checked the game on her way out, stunned to see she had won $80,000, and she now plans to pay off some bills and take a vacation.
How nice. There's a warning to pregnant women. Your kids are what you eat. I mean, I think it would seem fairly obvious, but apparently it's a problem enough that they had to do a study on it. This new study looked at the links between a pregnant woman's diet and that child's growth rates. They found women who eat food that's full of sugar, artificial fats, processed meats, tended to have kids who trended towards obesity. The team of researchers say the best way to ensure your kid is healthy is to eat Mediterranean style while you're pregnant. The Mediterranean diet. We're talking about olive oil, lots of vegetables, fresh fruits, whole grain cereals, nuts, and legumes. It's good advice for anyone, really. Studies show this diet decreases your risk of cardiovascular disease and cancer, diabetes, neurodegenerative diseases, and early death.
And at 5:57, no one wants to see an early death come to Joe Nolan, who's got all the traffic in transit that you need to know on the 7s.
Westbound Long Island Expressway now out at exit 61. A tractor-trailer car accident being cleared. If you're on the major Diggin Expressway both ways, the ramp to the outbound George Washington Bridge, there's an accident. Now outbound Holland Tunnel on the Jersey City side, three lanes are out with sewer work. Southbound Jersey Turnpike, the inner at 13A, a vehicle fire right lane out. And then northbound 109 in Elizabeth and Anna Street, tractor-trailer accident again, right lane out of service. And alternate side is in effect. Mass Transit just checked. Everybody right on or close to schedule. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. And we have plenty more news, sports, business, weather coming your way for the next half hour. Meantime, Juliet, America's two biggest comic book publishers are putting together a pair of anthologies celebrating LGBTQ characters and talent for Pride Month. DC Pride is set to be released June 8th and will include the out crime fighters, Batwoman, and some other out crime fighters as well. And it will include stories written by LGBTQ and ally creators. Later, on June 23rd, Marvel will release its own Marvel Voices Pride.
All right. Well, Sharon Osbourne had Piers Morgan's back after his controversial Meghan Markle comments got him canned from his anchor slot on Good Morning Britain. We were talking about this last week. But will it cost her her job on the morning TV talk show, The Talk? Osbourne and co-host Cheryl Underwood went at it over Morgan's comments. Osbourne insisting that the Brit lightning rod is not a racist. CBS ended up canceling today's and yesterday's show. As they investigate the situation, Osbourne was accused of getting former co-host Holly Robinson Pete fired back in 2010 for allegedly saying the African-American Pete was, quote, too ghetto. So, I mean, I think this is getting a little bit crazy at this point.
Yeah, no, the cancel culture poised to take another victim in the person of Sharon Osbourne.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
All right. Well, as I said, we have a lot more news coming your way for the next 30 minutes. The Bernie and Sid show coming up at 6:30. It's just Sid today, so Sid will join us exclusively to tell us what you can expect coming up on the morning show. This is the WABC Early News. Frank Moreno and Juliet Huddy. Lots more news coming your way in just a minute. First, here's Fox News Radio with all the national news you need to know.
Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
5 minutes after 6 o'clock, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy, and it's good to have you here today. It is, again, 5 o'clock. Past the hour, and we've got a lot to get to today, Frank, but one of the things I want to talk about is Governor Cuomo and his insistence that he is hanging on. He is hanging on for dear life, but he's hanging on by a thread.
Well, and Governor Cuomo made some news out on Long Island yesterday as well. We're going to tell you about that and a whole bunch of other news with respect to public health that does not involve COVID. We'll tell you about that as well. But first, it's time for traffic and transit on the 7s at 6:07. Here's Joe Nolan with everything you need to know in order to get to work this morning.
Westbound Long Island Expressway now out at exit 61. A tractor-trailer car accident being cleared. If you're on the major Diggin Expressway both ways, the ramp to the outbound George Washington Bridge, there's an accident. Now outbound Holland Tunnel on the Jersey City side, three lanes are out with sewer work. Southbound Jersey Turnpike, the inner at 13A, a vehicle fire right lane out. And then northbound 109 in Elizabeth and Anna Street, tractor-trailer accident again, right lane out of service. And alternate side is in effect. Mass Transit just checked. Everybody right on or close to schedule. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right, thank you, Joe. WABC Early News Time 6:06. It is 30 degrees right now in Manhattan, and we're going to get up to about 42 degrees today with clouds. It's going to be just a generally lousy day. We may have some rain or even wet snow. It's not going to be crazy, so don't worry about that. You're not going to have to get, the snowblower out, and you're not going to have to do any crazy digging. Don't worry. Tomorrow, we're going to get up to 50 degrees, and we'll have a mix of clouds and sun, virtually no wind, so it'll be a fairly nice day. Thursday, rain comes back. We're going to get up to about 51 degrees, but by Friday, we are going to sink down to the 40s, probably a high of about 40, with potentially some morning snow showers. Again, probably nothing to worry about. And by that time, after it's all over, things are going to get better. Things are going to get better, people. Saturday, 50 degrees and sunny. Sunday, 61 degrees and sunny. And by Monday, we're going to get up to 64 degrees with lots of sun. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday look really nice. Tuesday, we're going to have the mid-60s with some mix of clouds and sun. Same thing for Wednesday. So I think we're starting to improve. I said this last week, but I'm feeling better.
We've turned a corner, yes. It would appear. Well, the Bethpage Air Show at Jones Beach is making a comeback this summer. Governor Cuomo announced the return of the Memorial Day weekend event after touring a vaccine clinic in Nassau County yesterday afternoon. The show features the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, the U.S. Army Golden Parachute Team, Coast Guard Search and Rescue, and a number of civilian performers. It was canceled last year amidst the coronavirus pandemic.
And speaking of, Europe is just getting slaughtered right now by this third wave. Certain parts of Europe, Italy has gone into lockdown yet again. Germany and some other countries are banning AstraZeneca. That's the Oxford vaccine. And Paris is going through hell as well. It's just a really rough time for them over there. The reason, many folks say, is that they have not mastered the vaccine distribution situation. Meanwhile, back here in the United States, the ex-FDA chief, Scott Gottlieb, says he doesn't think that we're going to have to need any new knockdowns or we're going to see a fourth wave. He said, because vaccines here, the program here is now working like a charm and infections are plateauing. Even though we have these new strains, he thinks that because of the vaccines and because more people are willing to get them, we're not going to see any serious problems like the Europeans are dealing with.
Well, let's hope that's the case.
I hope so.
Speaking of doctors, Dr. Oz is reuniting with the man whose life he saved at Newark Airport earlier this month. Dr. Oz was returning from Florida when 60-year-old Joe suffered a massive heart attack near baggage claim. The two first reunited on the air on the Dr. Oz show, with Joe telling Good Morning America hosts he felt fine and 100%. Dr. Oz said he knew if Joe survived, they would be bonded forever.
All right, WABC News time is 6:10. Let's talk about the Oscars. The nominations, as you probably have heard by now, made history this year, and it is not much of a surprise because, you know, they've been dealing with being accused of a glaring lack of diversity among nominees for the past several years. So I am dying to see this movie, The Sound of Metal. We have not seen it yet. This is about a heavy metal drummer's life essentially imploding after he starts to lose his hearing from all of that headbanging music. Riz Ahmed plays the lead in the film. He is the first Muslim to receive an Oscar nomination for Best Actor. Meantime, Steven Yeun, who you may know from The Walking Dead as Glenn, he is the first Asian American nominated for Best Actor for his role in Minari. We have time to see these films. The Oscars are not until Sunday, April 25th.
And you said Mank had the most nominations?
Yeah, 10 nominations, yes.
I thought that was quite an interesting movie. I thought it was quite good. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet. I really haven't seen anything. I definitely want to see Promising Young Woman before I see anything because I just love Carey Mulligan.
Yes.
She was in The Dig, and I think she just did an amazing job in that movie.
I'm not familiar with her work, but she did get the Sid Rosenberg endorsement in terms of that particular role. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is hoping for increased security and economic ties with China. Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are in Tokyo on their first trip abroad in their new roles with an aim to strengthen Asian alliances as a break on China's assertiveness. Now, next, they'll go to Seoul following President Biden's virtual summit last week with the leaders of Japan, Australia, and India, the so-called Quad Alliance.
Well, the area surrounding the Capitol down in D.C. will soon look less like a military installation in a dictatorship and some, you know, banana republic, and more like its old self again. The New York Times reporting Capitol Police are going to start pulling back the fences and barriers that were erected after the January 6th riot. It will happen as soon as this week. They'll reportedly start with the inner perimeter fencing and razor wire and then move the outer perimeter away next week. So you're actually going to be able to drive along Independence and Constitution Avenues again and have more pedestrian traffic. The Times quoting an unnamed Democratic aide who says some fencing is going to stay up while they make repairs to the Capitol building, which was heavily damaged by these so-called patriots. Locals are thrilled because they're finally going to be able to get back to their everyday routines and, you know, be able to go into the recreation areas. Lawmakers and the journalists and the workers there on the Hill say it's just a really ugly symbol to have to look at every day. And as for the National Guard troops, they have been pulled back over recent weeks. The Pentagon seems to suggest that that will continue. The Capitol Police had asked for permanent fencing, but lawmakers seem to be leaning more towards an idea recommended by the lieutenant general in charge of making sure this never happens again, General Russell Honore. He thinks the force should hire 800 more officers and create mobile fencing around the Capitol complex so it's not just sitting there all the time, you know, looking like we're some tin pop dictatorship.
Sounds like a sound strategy.
I agree.
Just a minute and a half away from sports with Sid Rosenberg, but Delta could see a financial turnaround soon. The CEO for the airline said yesterday that the company may break even as early as a few weeks from now. That's a 180-degree difference from the worst times of the pandemic when it cost Delta around $180 million in cash per day just to operate. More passengers went through U.S. airport security checkpoints on Friday than at any time in the past year.
And real quick, an update on the Pfizer vaccine. If you got the Pfizer vaccine, again, congratulations. Researchers at the University of Glasgow say two doses of that shot reduces the risk of passing on COVID by more than half. Experts say this proves that vaccines not only prevent severe disease and death, but they also seriously reduce transmission. In fact, scientists looked at people who had been given just one dose of the Pfizer vaccine, and even that helped reduce transmission by 30%. So all in all, great news.
That's good news. Sid, are you getting the vaccine when you're eligible?
Eventually, yeah.
When you're eligible, you're not going to be one of these, I'll get it when everyone else gets it, people.
No, I am one of those.
Oh, you are?
Let everybody else get it who needs it. I don't need it. I've tested negative 9 times. I'm in phenomenal shape. Nothing can kill me. So I don't need it. By the way, how's my friend Erica doing?
Erica's wonderful.
I love Erica.
Oh, Erica.
Who's Erica?
My mother. I was telling my mom about why Sid didn't want to get another dog because of his pain. And my mom's face just melted. She's like, anybody that feels that way about animals, they have a good heart and a good soul. You know,
I love
and so
her.
She just, yeah.
Love her.
Yeah, she's you would love her. She's quite a spitfire, believe it or not. I don't know how that happened.
I love those. And by the way, Frank, thank you for the invitation on Friday. Very, very nice.
Will we see you at the Friars Club on Friday?
No chance.
Yeah.
Right. Zero.
Well, at least you're consistent.
No, no.
You know,
absolutely.
Chad said he was going to go.
Yeah.
Who said?
Chad said he was going to go.
Okay. All right. In fact, we're going to go together.
Six fifteen. Time for sports with Sid Ferris Rosenberg.
All right, Frank and Juliet. Big, big happenings in Brooklyn last night. Flatbush Avenue was the place to be, the Barclays Center, as the red hot Brooklyn Nets hosted the upstart New York Knicks. Nets, of course, 2 seed behind Philadelphia in the East. Knicks 1 game over 500. Big matchup. The better the team got the win last night, 117-112, your final score. The Brooklyn Nets do get the win, improved to 27-13. They remain the 2 seed behind the 76ers, a half game back inside the Eastern Conference. The Knicks fall to 20-20. But it was a tight game down the stretch, and the Knicks were forging a big comeback when they called a travel on Julius Randle. Now, Randle, who had another double-double, 33 points and 12 rebounds, freaked out. Here was Julius after the game.
I was just frustrated. Obviously, you know, we fought so hard to come back and try to win the game. So, you know, I was just frustrated, and that was pretty much it.
Another triple-double for James Harden, his 10th already as a net. He goes 21-15-15, but Kyrie Irving led the night in scoring. Big night for Kyrie, 34 points. It was Kyrie after the Brooklyn win.
They just kept coming at us. They just kept coming at us, and that's why it went the way it went. Just this prolonged ending to a game where we feel like, We should have closed them out early on in the fourth quarter and then been on cruise control. But you got to give credit when credit's due. They kept coming.
Knicks back on the court tonight in Philadelphia, taking on the one-seed 76ers. Talking about Philadelphia and New York, it was the Flyers outskating the Rangers last night, 5-4 your final score. Two hockey locals in action tonight. The Devils will host Buffalo. The Red Hot Islanders in Washington for the Capitals. And NFL free agency started yesterday. The Jets signed three players, including former Titan wide receiver Corey Davis. And the Giants lost one of their best defensive players, tackle Dalvin Thompson. Tomlinson, I should say, he signed a two-year, $22 million deal with the Minnesota Vikings. Rob Gronkowski also re-signed with Tampa Bay. Sports at 15 and 45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
6:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. How's it looking, Joe?
Well, we'll start on the Long Island Expressway this time. Westbound exit 61, tractor-trailer car accident. Again, that's being cleared. We still have this problem on the major digging getting to the outbound George Washington Bridge. An accident, two lanes are out there as you start to get up to the top of the ramp. If you're outbound at the Holland Tunnel on the Jersey City side, three lanes are closed. That sewer work continues. Also looking at delays as you travel on the Jersey Turnpike southbound, the inner roadway at 13A, a vehicle fire. The right lane is out. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. This report, a service of Rocket Mortgage. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates all in real time. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. When you need the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. It is 30 degrees in Manhattan. We're going up to 42 degrees today. We're going to have cloudy skies, potentially some rain or even wet snow possible, but nothing to worry about. Tonight, we'll dip down to 38 degrees and we'll have overcast skies. A shower or wet snow is possible. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. We'll have some sun popping up. No wind to speak of, so it'll be pretty decent at 50 degrees. And on Thursday, we'll head up to 51 degrees with some rain. Friday, 40 degrees and possible morning snow showers. But by Saturday, going to be nice. 50 degrees and a big blob of sun that continues on into Sunday. We'll have 61 degrees, sunny. Monday, 64 degrees and sunny. And the rest of the week, next week, looks pretty decent. Although Frank won't be here, so what do you care?
Well, I care for our listeners' sake.
You'll be three sheets to the wind. That's in what true. Where are you staying?
At the Paris Hotel.
Oh, okay. Great. Yes. Lovely. He's going to Vegas.
That's true. All right. Well, let me tell you what's happening in the world of business. Toys R Us stores are coming back to the United States. WHP Global has purchased a controlling stake in the toy chain's parent company, True Kids, and said they'll bring the legacy retailer back to the country. They hope to have stores open for business before the 2021 holiday season. The company originally filed for bankruptcy in September of 2017 and was unable to emerge from its filing after a devastating holiday season that year. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Good news for the kids.
Very nice. Let us head over to our colleague, our friend, Sid Ferris Rosenberg,
wow.
A.K.A. Hollywood.
I love that. We got a big show today, guys. Tuesday, of course, Bo Dietl stops by every Tuesday. That's always very entertaining. And then, you know, for me, when I think back to my 53 years on the planet, and the best individual performance I've ever seen in a March Madness college basketball tournament. I go all the way back to 1989. My youngest sister, Elizabeth, was attending the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And I would go visit her. I think I ended up sleeping with like four of her five housemates. It was very nice.
Very nice.
but Michigan won the championship that year. They beat Seton Hall. And Glenn Rice was magnificent. To this day, I still think it's the best performance I've ever seen. And Glenn Rice, the former Miami Heat great, will join me today.
Wow.
Yes.
Very cool.
That's kind of cool.
Are you excited?
Very cool. Very excited. Yeah. Yes, yes. That goes back to what we talked about yesterday. Me kind of switching up some things because Bernie's out this week.
Yeah. It's reality show and sports this week.
Right.
You know, but the thing is, when you are passionate about something, when one is passionate about something, they will make it interesting
to
the
true.
Listener.
You're right.
You
know? It's so funny you say that. Super Bowl Sunday, I was getting ready to do a five-hour show, and I got a text, being honest, from Margot Katsimatidis, and she said, good luck today. I can't wait to listen. I said, Margot, it's going to be 5 hours of football. She said, I don't care what you talk about. When you like something and you're into it, you're so good I'm going to love it.
Well, and I happen to hear most of that special, and it was not just about the football aspect of the Super Bowl. You dealt with the media aspect, the showmanship aspect, even the political and business aspects of it. It was actually, you covered a lot of ground for something that was ostensibly only about one subject.
Well, thank you. And then that's kind of what we're trying to do this week, too. Do a little college basketball. We'll talk to Judge Jeanine today. That'll be the red meat for our listening audience. We'll bring in Joe Tacopina, and we'll talk about the good old days at Poly, all of your old buddies, Bruce Charrett, Arthur Idala, Gangemi, all the guys that you still drink with to this day.
Happily.
And he's a great defense attorney. So we're just going to cover just a whole gamut. You know, we'll do everything from the Bravo channel. And, of course, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, and my best friend's birthday.
Who's that? Who's
Gina Cerrito.
Gina, she's not Irish, though.
No, she is full-on Italian. Yeah.
But it's a big day here tomorrow. We've got big shows, and Peter King is going to be here, and Cardinal Dolan is going to be on the station tomorrow. That's a big deal.
And apparently Juliet is Irish.
Yes, I am, from Galway.
I figured you were Irish.
Well, I'm everything, actually.
You're Irish, you're Italian.
No, I'm not Italian. I'm Irish, very, very much Lithuanian, majority Lithuanian.
There's no Italian in you?
No, well.
Well, maybe later tonight, actually.
Yeah, I'm the most non-Italian Fattarusso out there.
Yeah, but and you're always cooking Italian food in your kitchen.
I don't cook.
Well, your husband does, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I just sit there and watch and clap.
Another good video yesterday. I thought I saw a dog running around.
Oh, yeah, Winnie just trying to pull my husband's pants off. Yeah. There's lots of drama going on.
What is going
kitchen.
On in that household?
We got a very feisty little girl dog.
It looks like
it or
fun.
Not.
It looks like fun.
No, it's fun. We have a good time there. That kitchen island has seen some crazy things.
So you going to Vegas?
I am.
And you going to the Paris Hotel?
Yes.
Is Vegas even open?
Yes.
It is open.
Record crowds this week.
No, stop.
This weekend there were.
Really?
And they just upped the number of people that can be everywhere. And people responded in droves, like moths to a flame.
It is spring break.
Yes.
So you're going to probably be a lot of kids out there.
It's going to be great. I didn't realize you were such a degenerate, though. Like you were in Borgata last weekend.
I am trying to follow the Sid Rosenberg school of successful broadcasting.
You know, I'm not a big casino guy.
Really?
Like I've done shows from casino. And I can stay there for 5 days and not play one hand of blackjack.
Same.
No problem.
Same.
My issue was sports betting, which I do from the comfort of my own phone. But like you actually traveled to Atlantic City and Vegas. Yeah. You're like a real degenerate.
I like casino gambling. I do. I enjoy the whole casino experience.
Yeah. You wear like a white suit. You have some girl blow on the dice.
You're getting warmer.
I spent 5 days at the Hard Rock Hotel out in Vegas. Never gambled. Just spent 5 days at the Hard Rock Hotel.
That is the best pool
friends.
In Vegas.
Oh, God.
That's the best pool in Vegas.
It was fun back in the day.
It was.
And we're going to be there for the opening of the new Virgin Hotel next week.
Talked about that they allow dogs.
Remember?
Yes,
yeah.
That's the only Virgin you're going to find in Vegas.
Listen to you. Listen to this
so
guy.
True.
Well, have fun. Thank you for having me in today,
and we'll see you guys.
For
we'll see you tomorrow.
What are you thanking us for? You're part of the show. You're welcome. I'll take the credit. Why not?
You're
welcome, Sid. Make sure you get me back.
All right, you got it.
Boy. Oh, maybe they'll have you on for Irish Day tomorrow.
Should we do a story?
Absolutely.
I don't know how this wasn't caught on video. I really don't understand. A 24-year-old passenger on an Alaska Airlines flight was busted by the feds after landing. Landon Greer is his name. He is accused of faking sleep so he didn't have to wear his mask. That wasn't the problem, though. A flight attendant wasn't buying it. And when she tried to wake Sleepy up, he swatted her. Later, another passenger hailed the flight attendant to let them know that Greer was now urinating at his seat.
Oh, my.
Greer now facing federal charges of interfering with flight crew and faces up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
That is nuts. That is absolutely crazy.
I mean, I beg to be on one of these flights where somebody starts acting like that because I have a big mouth and it needs to let go sometimes.
I am hoping I am not on that flight with you and whoever your victim is. All right. Well, I want to mention this before we get out of here. Israel's Judean desert is yielding the first Dead Sea Scroll found in 60 years and what might be the world's oldest basket. The Israeli Antiquities Authority said yesterday the newly discovered scroll, written mainly in Greek, contains portions of the book of the 12 minor prophets. And the Antiquities Authority say a more exciting discovery is a basket made of woven reeds and complete with a lid that's more than 10,500 years old based on radiocarbon data.
And it was found in the desert?
That's right.
At an archaeological site?
Correct.
Wow. That's great. I love that kind of stuff. So tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be a big day here on 77 WABC.
I'll be wearing green.
Make sure you listen to Sid next on Bernie and Sid.